This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Stephen Biegun said talks with North Korea that wrapped up Friday in Pyongyang for the preparation of a second summit with North Korea February 27th and 28th were in fact productive.
We don't know where it's going to go, but we are in the midst of a conversation with the North, and our discussions were productive.
South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Won-hwa spoke positively about Biegun's news from Pyongyang.
You have our full support as you move forward in preparation for the summit and beyond.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Twitter earlier that his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would take place in Vietnam's capital of Hanoi. Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker told lawmakers that he has not interfered in any way in the special counsel's Russia investigation as newly empowered House Democrats put the Trump administration under more scrutiny. Democrats who recently took over the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee frequently clashed during Friday's hearing with Whitaker, who was in his last days in his post. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says other administration figures will face tough scrutiny.
I hope that the conduct of this hearing and the deposition that will follow sends the message that there will be accountability. And if you want to waste time, don't answer the questions because it'll just take two sessions. But you will answer the questions. There will be accountability with this Congress.
The hearing is likely the only chance for lawmakers to question Whitaker, who they perceive as a Trump loyalist. U.S. negotiators are preparing to press China next week on longstanding demands that it reform how it treats American companies' intellectual property in order to seal a trade deal that could prevent tariffs from rising on Chinese imports. A new round of trade talks begins in Beijing on Monday after the most recent set of negotiations concluded in Washington. This is VOA News.